The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Welcome back. We do need a way out of this mess. And it is a mess. So, in the break, I look at a message from John in Tennessee. What's going on? The WUSA9 story, WUSA9.com. DC considers lowering voting age to 16. Sure, because why not? Nikki Rapana actually said we should just lower it to 10. Let's just get it over with, 10 years of age. So, you know, we don't have the Admiral David Farragut anymore, who was commissioned as a Navy midshipman at 9 years of age and commanding naval fleets by 12. If we had those kids who would tell the snot-nosed you-know-whos to shape up, pull up their pants, zip their lips, and, you know, go out and get a little dirt on it, we don't have those that Admiral David Farragut and the, you know, George Washington's, the Abraham Lincoln's, largely self-educated kind of young people anymore. We know the Reese Committee proved that education had been hijacked for a very specific purpose. We've been dumbed down. We have these petulant narcissistic psychopaths inculcated in an entitlement mentality. You know, who better to vote on social programs and things like that? My goodness. And then, of course, there's the conquest issue. We'll get to that. Anyway, lots of just crazy stuff going on. Let's go to the phones and grab Chris in Las Vegas. Chris, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Well, thank you, Chris. And, you know, I share the concern I hear in your voice and other callers, Darby, and that we are on the precipice of a world war that we don't want any part of because there's no basis for it.
It's like a front and back attack. You know, wise people observe when you're hearing all of this, like, you know, when you're seeing the wag the tail thing, what's going on behind you? When you see that show, what's going on behind you? And while you see all of that, and that is a concern, this, I'm telling you, the CBO budget and economic outlook report hearings today, I can't imagine why people aren't gasping when they're listening to what they're listening to. It is staggering. It is economic conquest, and it's really just right out in the open.
Well, since the deep state and the cabal that runs it, the Clintons, the John McCainites, the Feinsteins, Chucky Schumer, Podestas, the Bush cabal. There's a whole group of these demoniacs who have had these elite positions for many, many years. In fact, we go back to Susan Rice of the last administration. The State Department has been nothing but run by a bunch of communists or Zionists, as the case may be. Shills for Zion at the very best. And they've been commensurate liars. Most of the DOJ heads and the FBI heads have been nothing but fixers, covering up for the criminals, implicating innocent people, extorting money out of corporations like their own private extortion racket and RICO racketeering, using the agencies for plundering everybody that can get the meaty hooks into their pockets. It's been a long trail of outrageous abuses to the American people. And I think if they weren't so dumbed down by the Soviet centralized education system, loosely called, that they would be up in arms and demanding to have them swinging from the yard arms or the trees in the neighborhoods. These people have been nothing but sellouts. They've been seditiously conspiring to disassemble the republic and to undermine it and replace it with a one-world global new world order, which is the old world order of global Satanism. And this is where we're headed right now if we don't get the POTUS's head out of his proverbial posterior and let him see some truth of what's going on instead of being fed a bunch of lies by these neocon sycophants, these warmo angers like John Bolton and Brennan and these other guys that all they want to do is kill for blood. And it's my contention that this is, of course, they always have multiple different aspects to their tactics. They never have one thing they're accomplishing. They're always accomplishing multiple things. I think one of the principles is, I recently read, I can't confirm nor deny it, I hope it's correct, but they've gone from 5,000 to 25,000 more arrested pedophiles. And so the deep state is full of these pedophilic monsters like Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and these sexual perverts and demoniacs, blood drinkers and cannibals and everything else that they do. And it seems like they're really trying to cause this war to not only enrich the bankers, but to divert attention from the criminality of the vile, just this whole horrific bunch of insane. Obviously, they got kuru. Their brains have got holes eating them in their brains. This is what's making them act in this crazy way. It's like a bunch of maniacs have taken control of the country.
Well, it is, but, you know, I always go back to Pike's letter to Mazzini, and it seems like that, you know, it offers a great deal of context and is very revealing. Pike's letter to Mazzini, 1871, August 15th, outlining three world wars, and as I always say, you know, as apocryphal as it is alleged to be, it's the most provocatively prophetic forgery that was ever written. And the third world war, he wrote, must be fomented by taking advantage of the differences caused by the agenture of the Illuminati between the political Zionists and leaders of the Islamic world, which we see happening. You know, British Israel took a monumental effort over about a 100-year period to create what allegedly appeared in one day, they say. It didn't appear in one day. It's nonsense. And same thing with Saudi Arabia, which is the headquarters of the Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi ideology that is used to infect the Middle East and now the rest of the world, to Wahhabize the world, as Gerda Coleman puts it, which I think is brilliant. And the kind of counterpart to that on the political Zionist side, as Gerda Coleman also observes, is the Gazification of the world. And so you, on the one hand, you have the political Zionist side, the Gazification of the world, treating everyone subhuman, like worse than dogs, literally. And then on the other side, you have the anger and the, you know, the violence, the puritanical fundamentalist rage of the Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi contingent. And you collide those two together, and guess what you get? A mess. And so from Pike's letter, he writes, the war must be conducted in such a way that Islam and political Zionism mutually destroy each other. Meanwhile, the other nations, once more divided on this issue, will be constrained to fight to the point of complete physical, moral, spiritual, economical exhaustion. He said, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. And you'll see a lot of articles these days talking about nihilists and nihilism. And the nihilists, of course, have no regard for social convention and tradition. They want to burn everything down, which is part, it's part and parcel to the, what people call the leftist doctrine and ideology these days. And of course, atheists generally have no regard for the sanctity of life. And you, again, that's a, you know, volatile mix. But he wrote, we shall provoke a formidable social cataclysm, which in all its horror will show clearly to the nations the effect of absolute atheism, origin of savagery, and the most bloody turmoil. We certainly see that shaping up these days. Then everywhere, the citizens, obliged to defend themselves against the world minority of revolutionaries, will exterminate those destroyers of civilization and the multitude. Here's the end game. Disillusioned with Christianity, but it's not really Christianity. It's counterfeit Christianity, of course, which I will point folks to the 1971 book, The Union Jack, for more on that. The prologue is particularly interesting. So, whose deistic spirits will from that moment be without compass or direction, anxious for an ideal, but without knowing where to render its adoration, will receive the true light through the universal manifestation of the pure doctrine of Lucifer, brought finally out into public view. This manifestation will result from the general reactionary movement, which will follow the destruction of Christianity, again, counterfeit Christianity, and atheism, both conquered and exterminated at the same time. And like you're saying, it's that ancient Babylonian mystery religion crap that, you know, I always say return to Genesis 6 is what we're seeing. So,
Well, in fact, Satan is the father of lies, and we appear to be now the empire of lies, at least the people running this country are, the Zionist cabal that's in control. And we can't believe anything they say. They put lies out and expect the American people to swallow it like a spoonful of sugar, and it's preposterous. Most people, even the most naive, realize there is no basis for this warmongering, this empire building, this obliteration of other Christian countries on the planet. It is just diabolical. And your letter from Pike and Mazzini, you're exactly right. Whether these people were future viewers or they wrote it after the fact with the plan that they knew they were going to bring out and carry out so they could try to look like they were intelligent and knew what they were talking about, it makes no never mind. They're following the playbook of that and George Orwell's 1984 and other aspects of this diabolica that they're unleashing on the world. And the world is not safe. The world is not enough. The James Bond movie that Dr. Parker used to talk about, this is exactly right. People could care less. They have no compunction. They have no moral compass. They have no scruples. They just want to kill. They love blood. They love money, and they'll do anything to get it. The bloodlust of money.
Yep. Absolutely. And, you know, the... the addendum to that, I guess, if you will, the reason I mentioned Pike's letter to Mazzini is because of the context and how, you know, utter chaos makes no sense unless you view it in that context. It's utter chaos that's being orchestrated and engineered for the express purpose that is outlined in that Third World War scenario. And the sub-point, perhaps, or maybe even the overarching point to all of that is when we here on this side of the pond, so to speak, are the political Zionist side of that discussion, obviously, and other folks in other places get other things and hear other things. And so, obviously, you know, we hear about how America is run by the, you know, the AIPAC lobby, basically, in simple terms. And that's just one component of that discussion. So I think it's important to understand that these forces are being collided together. That's not it. There's more. And those forces being collided together is what's really happening. And there's a lot more to that discussion. But when you step back and really look at it, you do see the political, you see these sides every day in the headlines, you know, and the collision of the Zionist forces and Palestine, but not just Palestine. You know, we hear about Hamas and the Muslim Brotherhood and CARE, but we never really hear that all should trace back to Wahhabism, Salafism, and Deobandism. And the roots of that are, you know, Wahhabism is the, you know, official religion of Saudi Arabia. You trace all of the bin Laden stuff, even before 9/11, the interviews, CNN's interview, John Miller's ABC News interview back in 1998, the CNN interview in 97. And they talked about how bin Laden had thousands of supporters in Saudi Arabia. And the frontline pieces that Frontline PBS has done, and it all traces back to there. You can go to the Salafi movement Wikipedia entry under views on extremism, says the same thing. But we, it always, for some reason, there's some kind of a disconnect there in the middle. You know what I mean? The discussion always seems to drop off right there. But we should be seeing very, very clearly ideologically, you have basically Israel, the, you know, British Israel representing that one side of the collision, and Saudi Arabia the other. And they're not confronting each other directly, but they're responsible for the ideology that's infecting the rest of the world that's then being collided together, if that makes sense.
Well, in my estimation, MI6, MI5 is the Mossad Israeli 6 and 5. So really, when you talk about British Israel, it is British Israel. It's Israel's are taken across there. They've taken across this country. And, of course, they're committing holy war and using Americans for cannon fodder to send over there to die on the soils of foreign lands to fight the wars to make ourselves weaker so we'll be easier to overtake by them. It's a giant controlled operation, psyops operation, psychopolitical warfare. This is exactly what we're undergoing right now here in America, the mass mind control, the mind fornication of America, indoctrination of false lies and phony propaganda. In fact, they called it public relations, public sexual relations, mind fornication. That's what Edward Bernays and his buddy Gordon R. Wasson, the first executive head vice president for J.P. Morgan Chase Bank, in the psychopolitical warfare operation, they called public relations. And this is where it comes from. It's just absolutely insane that we're letting them take us down this path to global obliteration like they've been wanting to do forever. The American people and the world people have to wake up and say no and yell no to all the leaders and tell them we aren't going to put up with these lies anymore and you cannot take us to war, and if you do, you're going to hang at the yardarm.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, God bless America, Chris. Thanks for putting up with me. I'm sorry to be a little truthful and accurate, but this is your dangerous times for the world right now. And thank you for being a voice for truth that makes sense. God bless you. God bless our
audience. You bet. Thanks for your call, Chris. Appreciate it. You know, and folks that wonder, before we go back to the phones here in a second, you know, British Israel, British Saudi Arabia, you know, you do the history. And it's not, I'm not trying to be controversial. I'm just trying to draw attention to, you know, the history of these things. I mentioned, I think on Road Warrior Radio recently, a very provocative document by Waleed Khalidi, the Jewish Ottoman Land Company, Herzl's Blueprint for the Colonization of Palestine. It's a very interesting read, and that was published back in 1993. And it talks about how there was an agreement, you know, he talks about a document some 60 years ago, as Appendix 1 of his magisterial Die Zionische Bewegung, the Zionist movement, Adolf Baum, a leading authority on early Zionism, published the full text of a remarkable document from the Herzl archives in Vienna. This is the draft of a proposed agreement between the World Zionist Organization and the Ottoman government concerning the, quote, privileges, rights, liabilities, and duties of the Jewish Ottoman Land Company for the settlement of Palestine and Syria. Aha, Syria. The document does not bear a date, but seems to have been drawn up sometime between the summer of 1901 and early 1902. So then you have Baron Edmund Rothschild spending $50 million on land purchases. You have, you know, Herzl's statements on Greater Israel. You have Sykes-Picot, you have the Balfour Declaration, all preordained, British mandate preordained, and these kinds of things. It's so, you know, and then there's the there's a backstory even beyond that. But that was over 100 years ago. They were planning this stuff. And it was, everything was, they'd carved it all up according to Waleed Khalidi's piece. You know, they were already divvied everything up by 1901 or 1902. Anyway, go back to the phones when we come back. Stick around. We'll be right back.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%, no joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. May 5th is the last day you will hear this offer on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5. For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Crown, another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down on a bloody war, and liberty for their descendants. Thanks to the renegades, free today.
Welcome back. So, British Israel and Saudi Arabia, same thing. Again, these are the two kind of that's where the ideology stems from, or I guess is best represented, however you say that. British Israel, British Saudi Arabia, same thing. You know, after all, who was Thomas Edward T.E. Lawrence of Arabia? You know, companion of the Order of the Bath and distinguished service order recipient. Who was T.E. Lawrence? Anyway, British Saudi Arabia too. Wahhabism, Ibn Abd al-Wahhab and the House of Saud, their unholy alliance back in the 1740s. You know, all that good stuff. Let's go back to the phones. Carol in Idaho. Carol, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Hello, it's actually Mike in Colorado.
Hey, Mike.
How are you, sir?
Good. Thanks good. For calling. Welcome.
I appreciate you stretch all these good facts together so people get a real big picture. For me, I look back in about 96 years. in the run-up to World War One, and I know there were people who, in our country saying, well, you know, Wilson's fixing the banks, and Wilson's not getting us into war, so we got to support the president.
Yeah.
And yet history has kind of showed us what happened in that circumstance.
Yeah.
So I fully expect this to move forward on the timeline, or not on the timeline, but in the progression that it's been going so far. And I hope people are not surprised, and I hope they make good choices given the circumstance that we're probably facing.
Yeah. It's gotten so crazy, though. I mean, when you think about the cartoonish, juvenile nature of what's happening in this country, we got a president who's tweeting cartoonish things about going to war with other countries, bombing other countries, you know, cartoonish, we got smart bombs kind of thing, and State Department's tweeting that the facts that, you know, are what facts? There are no facts, are not in dispute. Wow. Okay. I mean, it's so frightening, I think. The rest of the world, I can't imagine. But, you know, I was having a conversation earlier today, and to be in the military these days, can you imagine to be in the Truman carrier group and, you know, have somebody look on Twitter and see what's going on? I remember being in the military in the early 90s when Gulf One, all of a sudden something happened, and, you know, as a young man in my late teens, I went, what the heck is going on? This seems weird. This seems like out of nowhere. But it wasn't a tweet, you know?
Well, right, and it did seem out of nowhere. I remember watching that. I was going to college at the time, and they were showing it on TV, Gulf One. And
yeah.
Everybody was surprised, you're right.
Yeah.
And if you were a soldier at the time, or even stationed over here, one of my friends who was over there called it the Great POW Roundup of, you know, 91, I think it was. But the you're right, the context of media and of social media in relationship to what's going on, I think, confuses people, and I think it makes them think things that aren't true.
Yeah.
And when you have a confirmed, pretty well confirmed false flag that we're sending ships across the ocean, to me, that's a clear sign that the agenda is going to do what the agenda is going to do, no matter what we think.
Yeah.
And that's what bums me out, but.
Yeah, me too. And it shouldn't, I mean, it's more than just, I mean, it bums me out too, but it's terrifying. I mean, there's no evidence. Everyone, it's just astonishing what's happening in this society. There's no evidence. I mean, Defense Secretary Mattis just said a couple of months ago, there's no evidence. And, you know, it was only 2 months ago, and we've already forgotten this too. I think Lawrence Wilkerson had his New York Times piece, was on Democracy Now! Talking about his New York Times piece was titled, "I helped sell the false choice of war once. It won't happen again. It's happening again," he said. And that was his New York Times op-ed. And we've already forgotten that. You know, and the same thing is happening.
Maybe it's the chemicals in the food. I have no idea, but I walk around and I look at these people, and you're right. You could show them that and tell them that, and they just kind of shake their head and yawn and say, okay.
Yeah.
But Trump colluded with Russia, and Trump had sex with Stormy Daniels, and, you know, blah, 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 blah. It is pretty amazing, though.
It's almost like, you know, it reminds me of the book of Job, when the devil goes before God and says, you know, God says, "Have you considered my servant Job?" And the devil says, he only serves you because. And the devil follows instructions to the letter, which is interesting. That's provocative. But, you know, you have, I mean, like I said, Lawrence Wilkerson comes out 2 months ago and says, "I helped sell the false choice of war once. It's happening again." And he basically says, this is exactly what happened last time. And it was false then. So what do you think? Is it false or true now? And we have all of this evidence that proves we're being lied to, we're being propagandized, and yet still, it's like the devil saying, "Well, what, you know, what am I supposed to do? I didn't make them do it. They're doing it anyway." It's the craziest thing. We'll be right back.
Thanks, buddy.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back. Bottom of the second hour already? Holy cow. This is the National Intel Report. This is Wednesday, April 11th, 2018. I am your guest host once again, Chris Hinckley, sitting in for John Stadmiller. So, you know, back to that last point before we go back to the phones here for a second. You know, the short version of that, you know, story, and we should know this stuff. You know, it's really, if we don't know these kinds of things, if we don't know history, then we are victimized by these things. Of course, Santayana's, you know, those who cannot remember the past are condemned to repeat it. You know, but all of what he said, I like to talk about the broader quote, which is important there. But, you can, if we don't understand this stuff, then it's, you know, it's Clark's third law. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. So the parallels or the corollaries are things like, you know, any sufficiently occluded history is indistinguishable from magic in this case. So the unholy alliance between Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab and, you know, every time I say that, people go, what? And Muhammad bin Saud, the House of Saud, back in the 1740s, you know, they made this alliance. And that's something that people should figure out. So you had that, and then, you know, it wasn't long until British intelligence discovers this is a very effective social virus and a great way to, A, balkanize and disrupt people groups, which they did throughout the Ottoman Empire. That's where the term balkanization came from, largely attributed to Wahhabism, and B, control them, said people groups. Then you have, you know, those other points, you know, T.E. Lawrence, Lawrence of Arabia, and all of that nonsense, the preordaining of, you know, Saudi Arabia in accordance with, it would seem, Pike's letter, even though it's apocryphal but prophetic. And, you know, you incorporate, go watch James Corbett's Big Oil series, corbettreport.com/bigoil. How and why Big Oil conquered the world. And, you know, then you jump forward to things like Operation Cyclone, where then suddenly the CIA is recruiting these people. The Saudis have perfected sort of the mind operation, the psychological operation on people, and they, you know, use that ideology. And again, you know, Salafi movement views on extremism. It's right there. Anyway, those are that's the short version of the dots. We should all understand that. And then you put that stuff together. You know, this is the recruiting hotbed. The CIA is recruiting these people. You go to Operation Cyclone, it even says they leaned on heavily on recruiting radical ideologues, Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi. And you put that together with Philip Haney's work and him, DHS counterterrorism guy, who says we connected all the dots and they told us to disconnect all the dots. Then they deleted the dots. Then they fired us. But we had all the dots connected, and it was Wahhabi, Salafi, Diobandi. It was, you know, the Islamic centers and the Darul Uloom Institutes, Islamic Institutes. And, you know, all of this stuff stems back to the same source. And then you connect that with Trevor Aronson's TED Talk back in 2015, and his book, TED Talk, How This FBI Strategy Is Actually Creating U.S.-Based Terrorists, and his book, How This The Terror Factory Inside the FBI's Manufactured War on Terrorism, which is undisputed by the FBI, by the way. And his TED Talk is still on YouTube and over at TED. So then you see that these people are used in a variety of ways, which is very despicable. And you start to get a picture of that side of, you know, political Islam being collided against that other thing, political Zionism. Anyway, hopefully that's helpful for somebody. Let's go back to the phones and grab Tony in Canada, I guess. Is that what that says? Do we have Tony? I don't know if we have Tony. I can't hear him if we do, so. Oh, okay. All right. Well, I guess we'll come back to Tony. Carol, are you still there? No.
Hello?
Hi, Carol. Sorry we missed you. Lines crossed, apparently.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, I feel like I called in about 50 minutes ago, I guess, and I feel like you and your callers have said just about everything that needs to be said on this insane...
Sorry about that.
This insane world we're living in. Chris, first of all, I want to say thanks for how often you step up to the plate and help John out. I mean, you really do double and triple duty, and we appreciate it.
My pleasure.
Did you ever think that we would live to see the unconscionable, unbelievable reputation that America has, thanks to our rogue U.S. government, the reputation we have before the world? Did you ever think you'd live to see it?
No, and it's really embarrassing and sad. I mean, really, it's heartbreaking, and it's hard to even think about it without weeping.
We were, I think, in the vision of our founding fathers, that is the best of them. We were supposed to be like a city shining on the mountain for the rest of, as an example of the world. That is, based on our constitutional republican form of government. But look what we've become because we've been hijacked. But anyway, Chris, the main reason that I called in was to bring up a point. In fact, it's actually kind of a question for Donald Trump. And it has to do with something I've never understood, and that is foreign policy. When you think of it, foreign policy, that gives us, the United States government, the right to snoop our nose in every nation's business. That's actually what's been happening for decades and decades and decades. I think you said it over a century now that this has been going on, you know?
Yeah.
And so my question for Donald Trump is, sir, I guess you've read the Constitution. You probably have read it, or you certainly should go back and read it again. Where in there does it say that I, President of the United States, will have any power whatsoever to go into another nation, even if Assad, even if, and I'm convinced he did not ever chemicalize and kill his people. I don't think he ever did that. But even if he had... Would it be America's business to go over there and punish him? Don't they have courts and a penal system of their own?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And how then is that our business? And you know, you read history and those folks that you're talking about, and, you know, what did they say? You know, basically, commerce with all, entangling alliances with none is sort of the summary on that. And, you know, sure, there were issues, but if it directly affects us, you know, the Barbary Pirates comes to mind. If it directly affects us, then, but, you know, these were statesmen. And so Jefferson and Adams get a Quran to understand what the heck's going on and what are these people thinking. And then they go try to, you know, maintain diplomatic relations. And when Jefferson is elected president, he takes a different tact. But, they were statesmen.
Wasn't Washington's farewell address to the effect that we should be friendly with all nations? In fact, that's what Donald Trump said we were going to do, starting with his administration. Something happened, you know?
Yeah.
Something happened. But anyway, I just wanted to put that out before the world, you know? You certainly don't need to hear it, but, I mean, it's something that really needs to be looked at. We have no business deposing or installing other people's leaders in their countries. So, anyway, Chris, thanks very much for all you're doing. We'll try.
My
we'll
pleasure.
Keep on trying.
I hear voices echoing like Martin Luther King's. You know, I when he said, "I can hear God saying," you know, that God didn't make America the policeman of the whole world. You've become too arrogant. You know, rise up a nation and how did he say that? You know, a nation that doesn't even know my name. Break your back with a nation that doesn't even know my name. And to your point, I would say, I mean, the world is watching. And when we really start to get the scope of that concept and the way the world is watching and how America is really, you know, the what I call the petulant narcissistic psychopaths, and I really mean that in the orthodoxy of those terms. These kids that are shouting at the rest of the country and the world, virtue signaling, as they say, and all that kind of nonsense, and how just embarrassing and offensive it is, mm-hmm. and that's sort of emblematic of what this society is quickly devolving into. If we could, you know, get a hold of this nonsense and start, you know, talking some sense into people and maybe forestall the seemingly inevitable, I think the heroism of World War II would pale by comparison. I think the world would be,
yeah.
I mean, they would marvel.
Well, the first thing that needs to be done for the United States is to X out that 20-some trillion-dollar national debt, give it back to the Federal Reserve, who created it. In other words, get us some debt-free money. And secondly, yeah. that will end the wars. And then secondly, get rid of the federal so-called education system, because that is doing the programming for our next generations.
Yep.
With that, I'll let you go, Chris. Thank you very much for your time. God bless.
You bet. Thank you, Carol, for your call. I appreciate it. And, you know, as far as the debt is concerned, one of the things that I was going to talk about was Pastor Sheldon Emery's book, Billions for the Bankers, Debts for the People, a study originally published back in 1967 as a little 14-page pamphlet. I'll save this. We'll go back to the phones, but listen to this and watch the CBO. You know, the piece that I mentioned, the congressional hearings today, CBO Budget and Economic Outlook Report, testimony from CBO Director Keith Hall today in Congress that you're not hearing much about, but that should be the big news. Anyway, in Pastor Sheldon Emery's book, Billions for the Bankers, Debts for the People, he wrote these words. He said, "History reveals that nations can be conquered by the use of one or more of three methods. The most common is conquest by war. In time, though, this method usually fails because the captives hate the captors and rise up and drive them out if they can. Much force is needed to maintain control, making it expensive for the conquering nation. A second method is by religion, where men are convinced they must give their captors part of their earnings as obedience to God, quote unquote. Such a captivity is vulnerable to philosophical exposure or overthrow by armed force, since religion by its nature lacks military force to regain control once its captives become disillusioned, quote unquote. The third method can be called economic conquest. It takes place when nations are placed under tribute, quote unquote, without the use of visible force or coercion, so that the victims do not realize they have been conquered. Tribute, quote unquote, is collected from them in the form of legal, quote unquote, debts and taxes, and they believe they are paying it for their own good, for the good of others, or to protect all from some enemy. Their captors become their benefactors, quote unquote, and their protectors, quote unquote. Stockholm syndrome. Save me, kidnapper, save me. Although this is the slowest to impose, it is often quite long lasting, as the captives do not see any military force arrayed against them. Their religion is left more or less intact. They have freedom to speak and travel, and they participate in elections, quote unquote, for their rulers. Without realizing it, they are conquered, and the instruments of their own society are used to transfer their wealth to their captors and make the conquest complete. In 1900, the average American worker paid few taxes and had little debt. Last year, payments on debts, and again, this was originally published in the late 60s and then the 80s and then in the 90s, but last year, payments on debts and taxes took more than half of what he earned. Is it possible a form of conquest has been imposed on our people? Read the following pages and decide for yourself, and may God have mercy on this once debt-free and great nation. And Christ, the author, So you watch a congressional testimony today and you hear that the debt will soon eclipse the national GDP. And other just staggering statements. The annual debt. There are so many numbers and there's so little time. I'll cover this. I was going to cover Color Revolution on Road Warrior Radio tomorrow, but I'm going to cover the economic coup that was spoken to in Congress today. It's astonishing. I'm telling you, anybody that has eyes to see and ears to hear, you watch that testimony. It's just, I mean, I listened with my mouth agape for an hour. Staggering what they said. To Carol's point, I would say R2P, you know, we hear this, we have a responsibility to protect. It's usually P2OG, Proactive Preemptive Operations Group, meets R2P, responsibility to protect. In other words, you engineer the problem that then you have to, you know, solve. And that's kind of the foreign policy doctrine that's been the mantra for decades, and it's definitely becoming or has become a domestic policy as well. Anyway, let's go back to the phones and grab, is it Mike in Colorado? Oh, okay. We'll go back to the phones as soon as we come back from the break then. Anyway, so economic conquest. That's what we're looking at. Astonishing. Stick around. Final segment coming up. We'll be right back.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75% dandruff. Almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry.
Welcome back. Final segment of today's National Intel Report. The instruments of their own society are used to transfer their wealth to their captors and make the conquest complete. So in a different context, in simple terms, control capital. The Federal Reserve is neither federal nor reserve. And you control production. Control production and you control labor. Control labor and you control wealth. Control wealth and you control the people. Hayek's Road to Serfdom, Chapter 9, Security and Freedom, the quotes from Lenin and Trotsky. The whole of society will have become a single office, single factory with equal work and equal pay. And Trotsky, in a country where the sole employer is the state, opposition means death by slow starvation. The old principle, who does not work shall not eat, has been replaced by a new one, who does not obey shall not eat. Back to the phones we go. Mike in Colorado, thanks for calling. Welcome. Hey, Mike. Do we have Mike? Well, we're running out of time, so I guess we go back. We grab Mark. Tony? Okay, Tony in Canada. Welcome. Thanks for calling. Tony?
Oh, you got Mark on here.
Hey, Mark. Boy, we're having fun with the phones.
Yeah, you are. I think if they control the labor, they control mankind. They don't
exactly
have to take the other steps. But I wanted to throw in a couple of words. Our government is extremely sophisticated and prestigious. Look up those words, and that's all we have.
Extremely sophisticated and prestigious.
They are not good things.
Yeah, I agree. In the pejorative sense, I might add.
Yes.
And we're encouraged to believe that those are good words in sophistry fashion.
Exactly, exactly. We've been tricked to condemn ourselves and we don't even know it.
Well said. Brilliant.
Thanks for letting me in.
You bet. I couldn't agree more. Great point. So that's it. We're done, I guess. Anyway, you know, seriously, I'm not being sensational. This is not hyperbole. Everyone should watch the CBO Budget and Economic Outlook Report. I haven't seen anything that frightening in as long as I can remember. It is terrifying. And, you know, we should watch it and watch it and watch it again. Again, I'm going to the color revolution is getting preempted again on Road Warrior Radio. And this is what we'll talk about because it begs discussion. It begs sharing far and wide. It should be viewed at least 300 million times very soon. So CBO Budget and Economic Outlook Report on C-SPAN. The testimony of CBO Director Keith Hall today before the Senate Budget Committee, a must watch. I hope it was informative, and I appreciate the opportunity to sit in. And as I usually say, as always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless.
God forbid doing commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.